Let's pray. Gracious Father, we ask this morning that you would open our hearts and minds so that we may more clearly hear the voice of your Spirit speaking to us today. We ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So this week, well, Sunday's the first of the week just passed. How did you go with all the things you planned to do for that week? And cold? Got colds? How often do you get to the end of the week and rejoice and say, everything I wanted to do, I did? That's what retirement's about, isn't it, right? When you retire, you just get to do everything that you want to do? No? When we're looking at this passage today from Matthew's Gospel, I saw one commentator point out that here in the 21st century, we Westerners, us, worship busyness. Now you may say no, we really hate the busyness. But what do we keep doing? Taking more stuff on. Oh, I've got Wednesday night free. I can fit a meeting in there. Don't we do things like that? Don't we load up our already busy life with more stuff? We live in a time where we have wonderful technology. We have things that make us productive. It wasn't that long ago that washing was something that a person, if not two people, had to spend the whole day doing. Now we can do other things while the washing is going on. Yet, we suffer from burnout of taking too many things on, don't we? What makes you weary? Now, I'm not talking here, I've had a hard week, and you know, but that bone weariness, I'm sure you've all felt that at times. That weariness that says, I don't want to get up in the morning. There's tiredness from a week of work. There's tiredness from having a good day of physical labour, isn't there? But I'm talking about this bone-weary type tiredness. Government policies, filling in paperwork. You can really start to, you know, spending time on the phone. That's one of the things that sometimes freaks me out. I think of all the other things I could be doing while you're waiting on hold, listening to elevator music, all to be told that you've rung the wrong person, or you then have to start over, or you filled in the wrong form. There's various things. Family at times, let's be honest, family at times can add a lot of strain. How do I care for my parents? How do I care for my children? The worry of siblings that are no longer what they once were. How do I care at a distance? Many of us know that burden, don't we? I want to be there, but I have commitments here. Financial pressures. How do I meet the bills? How do I pay what I want to pay? What's going to happen in a few years' time when I retire? Will I have enough money? Will I be able to afford a home? Digital overload is one of the things that's put up there. Now, you may not think this, but if you start to think about how much time you may spend on Facebook, YouTube, whatever your particular addiction might be, we start to go through a fair bit of time there. And we can even get into, oh, I haven't done that. You know, we want to hear the next thing that is said. You know, you might be following a speaker that you really like, and they put out a new clip each day, and you want to see it. You start to build up all these things. And often, it's not just one thing. It's lots of things that just seem to pile up. Have you been there? You might be there now. Some of us can be very good at covering how weary we are. We can put on a bright face, we can go about life, but we're ready to collapse into a heap. Sometimes we can turn the Christian life into something that is weary and burdensome. This is what legalism does. This is normally the name we give for it. Now, you may see some of those things. They might be a bit small to read. There's a whole pile of things this guy has got up on the board that he's trying to check off. Things like pray more, read more, never doubt, always be patient, witness perfectly, be better, do more, try harder, love everyone, have a quiet time every day, say the right thing, control yourself, don't get angry, forgive always, don't be selfish, be strong, live right, and so on. You probably have your own list. Now, none of those things are a wrong thing, are they? We can easily argue these are all things that the Lord wants us to do. As followers of Jesus, these are the sort of things we want to be doing. But we can turn the law into a hard taskmaster. I haven't read the Bible today, therefore I am going to hell. I haven't prayed enough, therefore God doesn't love me anymore. Is that true? No. But that's that voice that starts to get into your ear. Unless I do all these things, then Jesus won't love me. Jesus won't be my best friend. Some of these voices come from how we've learnt in the world, isn't it? Often in our peer group, unless you do the things the peer group wants you to do, you get kicked out. They don't want to do stuff with you anymore. And we take this baggage and apply it to Jesus. But that's not the way it works, is it? That's what Jesus is talking about in this passage. Listen to, we're looking at these three verses in particular, from Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. They're comforting words, aren't they? We really like that word rest. When you're weary, that's what you want, isn't it? You want rest. But let's have a bit of a closer look at this passage, a bit of a closer look at what Jesus is saying here. So the first thing Jesus is saying is that, well, it's what he's not saying. He's not saying, I have a new technique for you. This is important. Often, that's what the self-help things do. That's what often other religions are offering, is if you now follow what I say, so here's how you'll fix your life. Every morning you get up at 5 o'clock, okay? You spend an hour reading the Old Testament, then an hour reading the New Testament. You have bacon and eggs and so forth. You list it all out, and if you do that every day, you will turn into a great Christian. That may sound silly, but there are voices out there literally saying, come and join my technique. do this and your prayers will be answered. These are new techniques, new systems. This is not what Jesus is offering. He is offering a relationship. Come to me. Not, let me show you how to get this all right. But come to me. Sin, guilt, fear, life, religious pressure, human expectations, even the misuse of God's law all burden us down. Jesus is not here saying, well, as a follower of me, here's another burden. He's not piling on to what you've already got. He wants you to give him what you've already got. He says he will give you rest. The biblical concept of rest, I think, is one of those areas that we neglect. We don't spend enough time looking at it. Luther writes marvelously about rest as he deals with the commandment on keeping the Sabbath. What does it mean? And he argues that it's not just about not doing manual work, as in, you know, it's a day where you're not to do any work on the farm, or it's a day that you don't go to the shops, or the shops aren't to open, or whatever. It's a day to stop focusing on the rest of the world and just rest in your relationship with God. To meditate upon his word, to talk with him, to just enjoy that time with your Heavenly Father, to rest. There is a rest that is found in good relationships. That just being with this person, and I have a number of people, that when I'm with them, I feel like I'm comfortable, I feel like I'm getting recharged, I feel energized when I and finished my time with them. These are wonderful people to have. Jesus is far more than that. That's why I'm saying this is a relationship. Come to me. Be with him. Focus on him. The other thing to realize here is that Jesus, the solution he offers is a yoke. Now we have farmers here. What's a yoke? Not the yellow bit inside the egg. Oxen use it, yep. Horses use it, yep. They're used with horses. And so, this wooden device, and especially when you're talking about two animals, that you can join together so that they work well together. But if the yoke is not made properly, if it doesn't fit properly, do you get more work out of the animals? No, you're hurting them then, don't you? You get rubbing and it's yucky. But do you notice here, in Jesus's concept of rest, he talks about an instrument of work. You may have missed that when you looked at this passage. He is not saying, come to me and do nothing because I'm now going to do all your work. Sometimes that's the picture we would like Jesus to say, or someone to say. Someone's going to do all my jobs this week. Yay! That's not what Jesus is saying. He is saying, we're going to do this together. We're going to do this together, but his yoke is easy. It fits really well. He is the one that is going to do the bulk of the lifting, the bulk of the driving. But he is not excluding us. We are yoked to him, so we go along with him. I like this concept of that what he's inviting us to is restful work. Now, I'm not saying that you won't be tired. I'm not saying that you don't need a good night's sleep, you know, that you don't need breaks from the work. But it's work that is not driven in a burdensome way. It's not driven by the law, but it's driven by your relationship with Jesus. It's being connected to him. It's facing those problems, those things we talked about, facing all those family questions, facing the ups and the downs of life, facing the financial problems, facing whatever the world is throwing at you. He's not saying that they will all magically go away, but he is saying, this is not something I want you to deal with by yourself. Join with me. Let me take the lead. He's talking about work that flows from his rest. It flows from the relationship with him. This is what he is offering each and every one of us. As we think about this passage, know that Jesus calls the weary to come to him. Are you weary today? Are you weary because you're doing too many things by yourself and not enough with him? He calls you to come to him, receive his rest, and learn from his gentle heart. He is not a hard taskmaster. He's not talking that he's the farmer that's whipping the cows, is he? He's going to be the cow next to you. He's going to get into your mess with you. He will give you rest. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.